Welcome to the CEN show, the voice of the world community. Tonight, we're going to have a continuation of the interview I did with my granddaughter, Samantha. And the reason why we're doing a part three is because my internet went out and the recording stopped. And then when the internet came back, we just did a small portion of the conclusion, and we missed a lot of commentary by Professor Amin-Ra, at least about 5 good minutes. So we're going to continue there. But before we continue that, let me introduce myself. I'm Rasaki Maskani. I am the host of the CEN show. And then we always have Professor Ra here. He is our master teacher here on the platform. And we welcome him. And our guest is Samantha Harris, my granddaughter. But before we start with Samantha, we're going to kind of talk about why we do this. Now, back in, bring it to the roots. And then I want you to really hear this. Back in maybe 19, what year was this? I finished playing basketball at Cal State Long Beach in 1988. And I was a junior in college, but I was a senior in basketball. Then, I stopped going to school for about a year because I needed to finish, but things happened and I stopped going in for about a year. But when I decided to go back, I didn't realize the whole time I was at Long Beach State for the 2 years playing basketball, my junior and senior year, that we had an extraordinary Black Studies department at our school. I was focused on basketball. My major was recreation administration. So I didn't even know about the Black Studies Department. But when I decided to go back to school to finish my program, I went to Compton College to take a few general education courses. And that's when I met Professor Amin-Ra. Amin-Ra has been at Long Beach State for many years. And I had met him after I finished playing basketball. And that was amazing that this extraordinary professor of Black Studies, I wasn't aware of, and I was at the school. So then I had a conversation with him, and I met him at Compton College because he was working at Compton College also. He told me a few things that was extraordinary and motivating. So from that point forward, I concluded my bachelor's degree, and I changed my major to Black Studies from Recreation Administration. And in Professor Ra's classes, which I took a lot of them, the classes was very unique and very educational and entertaining. So I had a real good time in those classes, and I was enjoying school. So in 93, I graduated with a BA degree in Black Studies. And then from there, I started working in recreation, and I was doing a when, matter of fact, I started working in recreation before I graduated, and we did many the programs that I was doing in recreation was very educational. So that was an excellent thing. And then as time passed and I graduated in 1993, I started coaching and I started working at a high school, and I became a instructional aide. And then soon after that, in 1996, I began teaching. So I started my education teaching career. And throughout all of these years, I kept in contact with Professor Ra, and he was helping and guiding the whole time. And the love for education and learning was at the primary focus of myself. So now moving forward to what we're doing now on these two platforms, these podcast platforms, we're basically revisiting what we were doing back in Black Studies courses. And the Black Study courses offered a more well-rounded point of view other than what I was learning. And so when we started these platforms, it gives us a chance to educate and help. The theme is to help improve ourselves and collectively improve our condition as people, period, in general. So now let me get to what we were doing 2 weeks ago. Samantha,
Yes.
thanks for coming back and concluding this interview process. But we're basically in the commenting area now. And to everybody that was there and everybody that was listening on YouTube, they really enjoyed things that you were talking about, Samantha, and they thought you were very impressive. And I agree with them. You are a intelligent 11-year-old, and your future is really bright. All you have to do is make sure you keep doing the same things. We had a conversation today, and you told me that you finished reading the two books that we went and got from the bookstore, and you was ready to get more. And that's just a testament of how focused you are as a young person. And we really appreciate you being as smart as you are and doing the things that you're doing. So we left off when the recording stopped. Professor Amin-Rab was making comments about the interview that we did with you. So, Professor Rye, can you continue that?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say I'm glad to see you again, Samantha. Really appreciate your personality, your perseverance, and you being focused as 11 years old. And I can tell you love to learn. When you get books and you read them, that means you're looking for knowledge. You're looking for information to expand your mind. And you very seldom see 11-year-olds with that type of interest in education. And it's good you have a good support system from your parents and your mother and that you focus. I mean, you're brilliant. Brilliant means you shine. And that means that you have to don't let the world change you. You are here to change the world. And what I mean by the world, I mean your world is you. Everybody have their own world. And you just don't let no viruses come into your world. No negativity. Take on the leadership that you've been doing. Let the students admire you for your way you think. And the way you focus on your education, not on the way you dress, not on the way you play or the way you identify with hip hop or all that, but how you focus on your academics. When you said that one of the things that you worried about was getting an A, and that's the one thing that you focused on. And very few students at 11 years old really want to focus. That's when they start losing focus, when they get ready to go into middle school. They start off in elementary school, they learn, they want to learn, they learn to walk, talk, eat, and learn how to, be a person independent, and learn how to use the restroom, learn how to do things for themselves as they get older. But then at the same time, we lose so many youth. But when they get into middle school and high school, they lose interest. They get to focusing on relationships with, if you're a girl with boys, if you're a boy with girls, and sometimes they get mixed up even with that. But the point is that as having the educational network around you, your mom, your grandfather, and all of them, always draw from them. And when you have an issue at school, you de-escalate, make sure it doesn't get to the point where you get into arguments or fights with people. Always be a peacemaker. Always be a person that is looking for a way in which to calm things down. And I'm just so happy that we had that interview with you. And most of us want our 11-year-olds to be focused. I know Linda's on now. She has a young lady, a young daughter that she's raising that's pretty focused too. And she got in a bunch of activities. But as I was saying from the last discussion we had, I mean, most of us want young people like you that ain't into vaping, that have a consciousness of their health and a consciousness of what's wrong, and don't try to experiment with negativity or things that you know are wrong or that your parents tell you not to experience, things this nature. Just don't let other people lead you astray. You be the leader. You help them out of their problem, and you help them want to be like you, strong, focused, educationally orientated, academically, wanting the best grades you can get in every class. That is a beautiful thing. And you just don't know how far ahead you are, how mature you are, even though you like to play and have enjoy, like to smile, like to make faces, like to do those things. That's beautiful. But at the same time, when it comes down to school, you take care of business. And that's the beauty of having a granddaughter and a daughter as your mother, that with that don't cause problems. Your mother don't have to go up to parent conferences. And when you get ready to graduate, they're gonna give you honors, most of straight attendance, not no absences. Second, they'll give you awards, scholarships, and things of that nature. When parents see you doing good things, money jump out their pocket and they just give it to you. They don't mind investing in young people that are focused and are doing good. If you just laying on the couch and getting F's and D's, they just say hi. But when you getting A's and really being nice, you got good manners and focus and dress appropriately, your hygiene is good, everything is great. Hey, you're way ahead of the game. And so, as I told Rasha Key the first time we spoke, that you was amazing, and we hope that you be a role model for the other kids on the school. So that's where I was coming from, Rasha Key.
Appreciate that, Professor Rob. So, Samantha, I can't hear you on mute.
Yes.
So, what do you think about what Professor Rob just said? What are your thoughts?
I think that, well, I want to say thank you, and I think that what he's saying is true.
Okay, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go to Miss Linda. Miss Linda?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, Samantha, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good, good. And it's so good to see you back here. And I'm sorry I was late, but my daughter, and she was going to come on tonight too, but she has to finish this science project because she wanted to come on and meet you too, but you'll meet her another time. You have a social media, anything that you're on?
Well, I do have TikTok.
Okay, TikTok, okay.
Okay, we'll make that happen, but
Yeah, her name is Zari, and I want you to meet her. Because Samantha, I'm telling you, in the six out of seven.
six.
Six, okay, good. And I heard Professor Roth asking you about AI activities. So what kind of activities do you do? I know you're making good grades, but what other things do you do for fun?
I like to read for fun, draw, and make stories and write.
Oh, awesome. You know what I always say, readers become leaders. And I know you are on the right path with that.
Thank
You say
you.
you like to draw. Oh, you're welcome. And
Yeah.
what after school and on the weekends, what do you do?
I either read my book or draw or go on my phone.
Okay, and go
And
on the phone. I know you had that phone, right?
yeah.
So Miss Linda,
Yes.
I you know you, when you left me that message about Samantha, I keep forgetting to play it for her, but that was a beautiful message you left, talking about her. I appreciate that. Samantha, you got to remind me to let you hear that message. I saved it.
Okay.
So Miss
I just wanted to tell you one thing. One of the most beautiful skills is writing. Be a writer. If you want to be an attorney, you got to be able to write. If you want to make pictures and draw, make scripts and things of this nature. You want to be a two newscaster like Leslie Sykes and those black women that's on TV giving the news. You have to learn to really be able to read fast and talk fluently fast. So learn your basic skills. Your basic skills are what you call English, science, math. Those are transferable. All the others are just philosophies and different people's stories and perspective. But skills, the ability to write and be able to put sentences together and be able to take an idea and write a paragraph about it or write a story about it and be correct. That's key. Matter of fact, it's called proficiency. When you get ready to graduate from some schools, they have what they call a proficiency exam to get out of school. And that is reading the essay and then writing what the essay is about. So learn, really concentrate on your reading and writing. That's the doorway to a PhD, being able to get a doctorate degree and be Dr. Samantha, and that'll be, I mean, even if you're going into nursing or doctorate, writing skills, reading skills, math, science, always want to get the hardest classes. Most people run from hard classes because it's homework every day. But if you love learning, homework ain't nothing but that's what you want. You want homework. You want to get the best grade you can get. So just keep on pushing.
And Samantha, I want to ask something when he's talking about writing. Do you have a journal? Your personal journal?
Yes.
Okay, good. And you can always write down any kind of thought you have and put it somewhere safe where nobody's either under your pillow or something. But write down your thoughts. And like what he's saying is writing is key, but you got to write what you're thinking sometimes because you don't have nobody else to talk to. You can always write it down and then read it later and concentrate on that. So it's important, yeah, with the writing, but start writing some personal thoughts, whatever you have. And that helps you out when you just sit back and relax and kind of read it again and think.
Okay.
And then you can, in the back of it, you can draw your pictures. Because sometimes it helps when you see something with the words and you make them out of pictures. So that because I do a journal every day, I write down my thoughts, what I want to do, and also things that I think. And Zari, who's my daughter, she has a journal also. Whenever she's angry or anything, she'll write out why she's angry, and then that kind of calms her down to kind of look at it and read it over and over. And she'll write down why she's angry, why she refused to do this, why she didn't do this, and why she should do it, and what I say and what other people say to her. Because I heard you talking about at the very beginning about some of your friends at the school. Or how some others may look at you or may not look at you. But I'll just write it down and just need your mom to kind of look at it sometime. And then she can help you kind of digest it and kind of think more about it from another, from an adult's perspective, somebody who really loves you. I'm not telling you to show it to anybody else but your parents or somebody who loves you, you know, and gonna protect you. Now,
Another.
another thing, Samantha, are you in any kind of, I said, activities after school? But so where do you all go where you see other children other than school, somebody your age? To the mall?
No.
You
Well,
like skating? You like to skate or something like that?
I'm not in any of those kind of things yet.
Okay, well, that's okay. Because you got
Now,
plenty of time.
I know that they go to church quite often.
Oh, that's excellent.
So they have what activities do you do at church after?
We learn
Sing in the choir.
sometimes on special events like on Christmas or something like that, but not really. We listen to like
You have a
books in the
YPD?
Bible.
Y'all have a YPD?
What's a YPD?
The Young People Department? That's what we call it at our church.
Yeah.
What do you
But what do
guys call it?
you, we call it Children's Church. Okay,
Children's
yeah.
Church. Okay.
So y'all got a good youth minister? It's
Yeah.
a lady or a man?
Lady.
A lady, So do y'all do anything after church, or on Saturdays? It's just sometimes maybe.
No.
Okay, here's my other question. You said you TikTok. Who are you TikToking?
I just go on TikTok to watch things. I don't really
Okay.
post any videos.
Okay, right.
And
So
another
that,
thing,
and you don't
Samantha.
have to do that either.
You know, Samantha, let me tell you that one thing is the measure of a person doing good is how you act when adults are not around, your parents are not around. How you look around the house and see things that need to be done and you do it. Pick up stuff. Sometimes you just start washing the dishes without being told. Sometimes you just do things that help your mother, help your family. From the standpoint of just, hey, I'm gonna contribute because you're one team, you're a team, and you illustrate your love for your parents, your grandfather, them by being excellent and by looking for things to do. They don't have to tell you to make up your bed; you do that automatically. They don't have to tell you to pick up your shoes and keep your stuff organized. My father, he always, I mean, he had shoes that he had when he was a little kid, he kept them in a little chest. We had chesters in those days, or suitcase. And I'm just saying that a lot of the things that you have, even the dolls that you may have when you were little, keep them in good shape. You may be able to trade them or make some money off them later. But at the same time, as Linda was saying, the beautiful thing is, the people don't have to tell you what you're not doing, because you're way ahead of them, and you anticipate what you need to get done, and that's what we find so fabulous about you is your maturity for 11 years old, and you're thinking like really a 20-year-old. And that is, you're reading, you're writing, you're trying to be excellent in school, and you're not causing no problems for your family. I mean, you'd be surprised, and you'd be grateful that you got a house, and that you got food. When you go down the street, you look at the people that's living on the streets, you look at the people that are at bus stops, and you don't have those issues. Because they love you and they want you to get there safely and get home safely. And you got to appreciate that. Appreciate your mother than by being excellent as you are. And like I said, I got grandchildren.
Excuse me, Professor Amra.
Yeah.
Do you like to cook? You like baking or cooking anything? And I just
No.
thought about that because Zara was asking me to make cookies with her. That's why I just thought about that.
Oh, I love cookies.
Have you ever made any?
Yes. But yeah, I just put them in the oven and I cut them and stuff. I
Oh, yeah,
haven't made them homemade.
that's still cool to do stuff like that, be in the kitchen. Does your brother help you do anything? Do y'all do
Yeah.
anything together? Or he likes to cook
We make
too?
our cookies together.
Oh,
Well,
awesome.
we don't really like to cook, but we do it so we can eat.
Oh, I know that's right. And making brownies and things like that.
Yeah. Well, no, we never made brownies before.
But
But
just
we
ask your
made a
mom
cake.
first. Ask your mom first before you do anything in the kitchen, and especially turn on that stove. But if she allows you to do it, you'll have a lot of fun. And since you like going online, you can look up recipes or you can ask her. Try one thing at a time, maybe.
Okay.
Now,
not only that, Samantha, look up words. Look up words. Expand your vocabulary.
Absolutely.
You always want to learn, three and four syllable words. That helps you be ahead of the class and sit in the front of the class. See, we don't baby talk people mature like you. We talk to you as a young adult, even though you're just 11, but you're way ahead of most kids and young people your age. So we can't just baby talk to you. We got to talk to you straight up about life and about the challenges of life. And you're gonna have a lot of challenges in life. There's gonna be people trying to lead you another direction. You gotta be strong. You gotta be able to tell your friends, "I don't do that," and mean it. And be able to be organized. You want to be organized all the time. Know where your pencils are. Know where your paper is. You always turn your homework in. You want to be ahead of the class. In other words, even though you may be in sixth grade now, you want to be like doing eighth grade work. So you study on your own to get past. So when the teacher gave you a test, you ace it, and then they skip you. You understand? Because you're way ahead of the rest of the kids because you're trying to get ahead of them. Martin Luther King was skipped in the ninth grade and skipped in the 12th grade. He entered college at 15. There was a 9-year-old just the other day. I forget his name. He graduated from high school. A 9-year-old graduated from high school and taking college classes now. 9 years old, African American. You understand? In Philadelphia. So my point is that there have been young people that graduate from high school at 12. There's been young people that graduated at 13 and 14. You generally teach, most people graduate from high school at 18, but that's a person that's focused and really trying to learn as much as they can, and so they just skip you. And scholarships mean money. You get an academic scholarship, that's more valuable than an athletic scholarship or a scholarship for your art, And so, hey, we just proud of you. That's all the thing I can say. And the only thing I can do is just talk to you like I'm counseling a college student. What I'm telling you is the same thing when I was a counselor in community college. The same thing I was telling your grandfather when we first met. He don't know that. I used to be a basketball player that just focused on basketball until people woke me up about, hey, what you just like you hustle on the basketball court, let's hustle them A's in classes. And that's the attitude you gotta have. It's a hustle. You gotta enjoy getting them A's. Enjoy it. I don't care what the subject is, because it means money in the future. And it means advancement. All right, Roger B.
Okay, Samantha, two things. Okay, first of all, I want to reiterate something that Professor Rob was talking about. We all have tasks to do. You understand what I'm saying? Things that we're
Yeah.
responsible for. Is that right? We got
Yeah.
house, we have house chores and we have school chores, right? Things to do. And he was saying, stay ahead of the game. So that means that when you have an assignment, you do it as soon as you could do it. When you have work to do at the house, you do the work as soon as you could do it. And that way you won't have a lot of things. Like if you say, for instance, you had to do the dishes the night before. If you do it the night and don't put it off to the next day, it means that you have more things that you could do the next day versus having to do the dishes when you should have did it in the first place. So it's like whatever you have to do, make sure you do it in a timely fashion so you won't have to do it later. It's called not procrastinating. When you procrastinate, means that you put things off that you can do now for later. So if you stay ahead of that curve, then you will be able to do more things that you want to do versus the things that you have to do. Now, when I'm doing my work at the school, I don't wait to grade my paper. I grade them as soon as I can grade them. And then when it comes to the end of the school year, I don't have a pile of work to do. I just have to grade the final exams. And then I'll be on my way. While you have some teachers, they have a pile of work to do at the end because they put things off. So I stay ahead of the game by doing my work as soon as it happens, as soon as I have to do it, or not have to, but as soon as it happens. So that's very important what Professor Rob was saying. And then now you had told me that you wanted to talk to Professor Rob about psychology. So at least one question you have for him about the subject of psychology?
Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
You don't have to say sorry. I said you had told me, do you remember telling me you would like to talk to Professor Ra about
Yes.
psychology? What is one question you would ask him? He's here right now about psychology.
What are some things that you have to deal with?
Well, Samantha, psychology is really the study of human behavior. And you try to deal with them on what they call a holistic manner, what their emotional state, their mental state, and also their spiritual state. How their spirit, are they spiritual from the standpoint of inspiration? Do they inspire, or do they, are they depressed? Are they, inspirational? Feelings is what they love, what they don't like, what they and things like that. And then at the same time, their behavior. You want to understand the science of behavior. What you do is, like you said, you did know the difference between psychiatry and psychology. So psychologists, as you said, just deal with how you get people to really psychoanalyze themselves. You sit down, you listen to them talk about their issues, and then hopefully they hear them themselves and they come up with solutions and practices and behavior. But at the same time, you learn what you would call assessments, a psychological assessment. That means that, as Linda was saying, you sit down and you listen to them. A good psychologist is one that listens. Just like music too. That tells you how you understand the person as they tell you how they understand themselves. But in psychology, it's a It's a challenging. The most challenging thing is you're going to have two classes that's going to be the most challenging for you. That is methods of research, and that is researching what other psychologists have studied and wrote about, and statistics. Being able to psychoanalyze people based upon statistics. I mean, so many people do this, so many people do that. And so that's statistics, data, information. And that helps you as a psychologist be able to predict what a person is going through based upon what others have went through and based upon a quantitative, I mean, a mathematical formula of, let's say, if 10 people are depressed because of this, then out of 100, that's 10% of the people are that way. If 20% of them are that's 20%. But you want to go up to at least 80% of the people that behave in a certain way so you can get a good psychoanalyze, be able to predict. You want to learn solutions as a psychologist by not necessarily telling people what they should be doing, but getting them to determine what they should be doing to correct themselves. And it's a challenging profession. You know, some of them use hypnotize people, some use various forms of theoretical practices, exercises, what they call mental exercising. Getting people to think and to exercise their thoughts, to expand their understanding of themselves. When you're a psychologist, what you're trying to get the person to do is to appreciate who they are and appreciate their ability to solve their own problems by discussing them and you reflecting on what they say their problems are. It's a beautiful field, and we need more African Americans in it because in this country, a lot of people have mental illnesses. Some require drugs and some require medication, but most of them just require a psychologist that will listen to them and help them understand why they're going through the depression or the anxiety. There are certain people that are just hypertensive. And you got to know if this person, what's causing the hypertensiveness, what's causing the depression, what's causing the anxiety, the frustration, the anger. Sometimes you have to deal with anger management. Sometimes teaching them how to manage their anger, manage their negative attitudes, negative behavior. So what you're doing is beautiful. We need as many African American psychologists. I taught Black psychology, and Black psychology is not the psychology of Black, because that's using whites as a model. Black psychology is dealing with Black people, what they go through as Black people in this country or in the world. And you are able to know what their experiences and what they're going through, so that you can relate to them. There's a lot of Black people that's in psychology can't relate to Black people. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't live that life or they didn't study that life, and they just want to treat Black people as if they're white. But we're unique and we're different because we got different experiences. Coming up as a Black person in this country. And so therefore we'll have some of the same problems, but they're caused by Black experiences versus white experiences. There's always a difference. And there's so many great Black psychologists that have written books that you need to study. There's a book by Alvin Plessain, Why Blacks Kill Blacks. There's a book by Dr. Amos Wilson, The Psychology of Black Child Development. There's a book by Robert Williams. He's the one that coined the term ebonics, ebony and phonics. That's what ebonics is, black sounds. And so it's a beautiful field. I loved it. I loved the area. I got my master's in social behavior, social science. So I covered a lot of different subjects, but psychology was my main field. So those are the things you study.
Okay.
But you're going to run across black people with white people's psychological issues because that's what they emulate.
Okay. Okay, thanks for that, Professor Ra. So we're gonna make sure, Samantha get some reading. She do a lot of I would say recreational reading, but maybe she needs to, well, I ain't gonna say need, but it may benefit her to start looking at some books when it comes to psychology, so she can start learning about it more. But thanks for that, Sister Linda.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Anything else with Samantha?
Just a couple things, Samantha. And I was listening to what Professor Rao was saying to you, and it was a lot of information. So that's why I'm going back to writing. One of the first things he said is to write it down, because he said a lot of things. I know you're a smart young lady, but some of the words he said may have been really big. Like he said, emulate. And I was thinking, does she know what that means? And you, if even if you do or don't, you can always just write it down so you can go back and look or ask
Let's
and
test
always
her.
ask.
Do you know what
Yes.
emulate mean? Let's test her then, Miss Linda. What do emulate mean?
Wait, are you guys asking me?
Yes, I'm testing you. What do emulate? Why are you saying,
She's
what?
thinking. She has to
Yeah.
think about it.
What do emulate mean?
Do I have to break this word up? Can it be broken up and be like
Emulate. It's kind of what it sounds like.
you
But it's
like?
okay if you don't know it.
Does it have something to do with breaking up something?
Not really.
Okay. Then.
But emulate is basically to imitate almost. Like
Oh.
copy, yeah. Imitate, copy, emulate. Yeah, follow.
Okay, yeah, and Samantha, my point is, if you get out a notebook and write down some of the things you think you know, then you can go back and look at it yourself or Google it, or you can ask somebody. And then when your grandfather was telling you about the chores and everything, you can write down a things to do list every night. So then you can remember, okay, I got this test tomorrow. I need to do this. I need to help take out the trash or whatever. But if you write down things, it helps you remember, help all of us remember. Because yes, all of us are, have our own worlds that we are working in and doing things, but write stuff down all the time, and that help you remember, because it could, the more you say it and write it down, it commits to your memory more.
Now, do you know, Miss Linda?
Yes.
I have a to-do
Oh,
list.
I'm sorry. One other thing. There is a magazine, because I said you say he likes fun reading. A magazine called, you ever heard of Jewel Diamond Taylor? She's right there in California. She just started a magazine for girls your age, and it's called You Grow Girl. And I'm gonna tell
Okay.
your granddad about it, and maybe he'll get you a subscription to it.
Okay.
And it's
That's
just and it's focused on girls
you and
your
Terry.
age.
Yeah,
And
that's
you ever heard of Yvonne Le Vann Zant?
no.
She has an excellent, Google it. And she has another book I'm gonna send to your grandfather about, so then he can find it for you. And all these are books for girls who are 12 to 15 years old. And it's about your life and things you want to do when you get older. And these are more magazines, so then you can flip through the pages, and it's, it's all condensed for you.
Okay.
Now that's another word. I know you probably know what condensed means, don't you? Or what do you think it means? Professor Rye, you want to help me out? Because I know your vocabulary is much larger than mine. What
Bring
is the word?
maybe smaller, condensed to bring
Thank
something
you.
together. But
Okay.
let me just tell you this, Samantha. One thing that I learned, and Linda is right, always make notes. Take notes. Your diary or your what do you call it, Linda?
Journal, a journal.
The journal is notes. All these books I got back here, it's just notes. When I need to look up something, I go get it. And most people want to just recall. But sometimes writing down notes, and that's what she was saying. When you hear a word that you don't know the definition, try to look it up. Because you don't ever, you want to be ahead. And when you're born, your head come out first. Is that right? If you don't, they call it a breech baby. By the umbilical cord could choke you. But your head come out first in a natural birth. Then when you crawl, your head go out front, right?
Yeah.
And then when you stand up, your head's on top, right?
Yes.
So that's right. Come out first, lead, stand up, and on top. See, that's what you're doing. Be first. You understand? The body follows the head. Wherever you are, your brain took you there. And so you want to always keep notes so that if you have to reflect on something, and that's learning. That's what learning is. That's why when Rasha Key told you to sit in the front of the class, always sit in the front of the class. They Linda or one of them say, be in front of the class. That's so you take notes and you can hear the teacher. Don't be one to sit in the back of the class. You always want your chair in the front, unless they assign you seats in the back. But when you get to that class, you be the first one to sit in the front because you don't want to sit with people that disturb you from learning, want to talk about what's on the playground, what's on there. You want to get that subject matter and master it. You see what I'm saying? And so always be in the front row of the class. And because a lot of people sit in the back because they want to sneak out the class or they want to do something else or play around. We used to have that. I used to have students come in. Some students really wanted to learn. They came in front. The ones that wanted to say, "Oh, I'm gonna leave early," they sit in the back. That's at college, and then sometimes at high school they want to just go to sleep, take a nap. You understand? Be wide awake, get your rest, and be focused. You understand? Don't TikTok all night. You understand? You understand?
One other thing, Samantha. Miss Sandra was on the last time you were on, and she called me and said she wanted you to make sure that she wanted to introduce you to her granddaughter. So do you know how to do Zoom? And then I can have Zari on there and then you all can meet. And I want to meet your mom also. So
Okay.
talk to your mom and see sometimes this weekend. Can she just put aside maybe 30 to 45 minutes. And remember, I'm in Florida, so you're 3 hours ahead of us. And then all of us can get on Zoom and we can all meet each other and kind of talk for a little bit.
Miss Linda, I could set that up
Okay, yes.
where I could set up a Zoom meeting where all of you guys can meet.
Okay, please. No,
And we will, when do you want to do that, Miss Linda?
well, we're going to see her schedule because I don't know her hour, what time.
Okay, so I'll talk to my daughter and we'll set that up.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And then we can
Any.
share some recipes and do all kind of things. I'd love to meet her.
Okay. So now, Samantha, is there anything else you want to leave us with before we go? Because we want to do this again with you, but we want to bring you back in a year just to see how things are going. We want to see some growth and see how you're growing. But we definitely want to get you back on here. So is there any last things you want to say to Professor Ra and Miss Linda?
gonna have to think a long time about that, so I won't just say anything.
Well, I'm saying, we spent time with you this evening, so what do you want to say to them?
Thank you.
So
Oh, you're doing easy.
you want to say thank you?
And
Okay,
thank
well,
you. Thank you.
yeah, we want to
Okay.
thank you for being here, Samantha, taking out your time, spending time with grandparents. Yeah, it's a joy for me to have you on here, and I'm proud of your progress and how you are. I just want you to be the best you could be. So one day, go ahead. What'd you say?
I do have a question. It's about testing and it's about reading after your notes so you can do good on the test. How long are you supposed to study for?
Well, you asking me, or you have asking Professor Rod, Miss Linda? Who you want to ask?
Well, anyone can answer.
Well, it depends on, I think it depends on how much you know about it. Now, if you want to have it fresh on your mind, you already learned it, it don't take that long. But if you're learning the information, it may take longer, 30 minutes to an hour. But if it's something that you already know and you want to keep it fresh on your mind, maybe in the 15 minutes. But
Okay.
when you're studying and for a test, if you're preparing for a test, yeah, you just want to make sure any information you have on that test, you spend that time with the information and possibly communicating with classmates, or having your mom or me kind of ask you questions about the material. Like, you can give your mother, the material and say, "Mom, question me about this and that. See if you're remembering the information." There's different ways you can study, writing, flashcards, all of that. So, Professor Rye, any study methods you have?
Always study. The word student mean one who study. Study when you don't have homework. Study when, always want to read. Like you say, you enjoy reading. Reading is studying. You understand? Writing is studying. Don't just study because a teacher wants you to study something. Study because you enjoy studying. Looking up words, as Linda was saying. Looking up math problems, having your grandfather give you some math problems and tutoring. Don't be afraid to get tutoring or get help by other people ahead of you. You want to be ahead of the class. You understand? Like I said, your head come out first, go out front, ends up on top. Out front, come out first, go out front, and then when you stand up, your head's on top. And that means, you study because you enjoy studying, not because you have an assignment. So, but now, does that mean you don't enjoy life? Yeah, you can go party with your friends. You can come and have a good time with your friend, but always take care of your business. Make sure your studying's out the way and make sure learn how to cut the fun off. So you can go back to work. There's two parts of your life. There's a part you work and a part you kick it. If you work while you're young, when you get older, you can kick it. If you play while you're young, you're gonna end up in trying to get yourself together when you're old. Ain't nothing like trying to get a high school diploma at 30 years old or trying to go to college at 30. When you get a finished at 18. So that's the game. Studying is the game. Yeah.
Okay. So,
I just say
okay,
I agree.
what you got something else, Samantha?
You can go first.
No, I'm just saying, you raised your hand.
I was gonna ask how to stop procrastinating. How do you say it?
Procrastinate.
Procrastinating. Sorry, it's really hard to say it for me.
So you're saying, how do you stop doing that? Do you procrastinate?
Sometimes I thought it was normal and stuff.
It's normal to people who do it. So you don't have to do it. You take care of business when the business comes. You don't, like, if you have something to do, you do it. You're like Professor Rob was saying, take care of business. So I have a philosophy: business first, pleasure second. You take care of your schoolwork, your chores, and all that. Then you play. Business first, pleasure second. And
Okay.
then
There's
if your business is pleasurable, that's good. Go ahead, Professor Rob.
a lot of distractions, things that take you off, get you off track. Magic Mountain, ain't no mountain magic. Disneyland will make you dizzy when you go out there and pay $100 to get in, to get on a ride. You spend 30 minutes in line to get on a 2 minute ride. That don't make no sense. And ain't no rat. It's Mickey Mouse is a rat. He ain't no mouse. And so that you got to, you got
Oh,
to, you
geez.
got to,
Okay.
you got to, you got to, you know, am I saying don't go to Disneyland? No. But know what it is. You don't let it take up your time from taking care of business. You have to practice not procrastinating by taking care of as much business as you can. It's one of the most devastating habits that most people have to put things off, and then it just piles up on you, piles up on you. You understand? It's like a
Yeah.
person that don't hang their clothes up. Next thing you know, they got a pile of clothes because they didn't hang them up as soon as they got off of them. And so you practice, just like your grandfather that became a great basketball player. He practiced it. There was no procrastinating when he had a jump shot. He shot it. You understand? And that's what you got to do. No practicate, no procrastinating when it comes down to taking care of your business. Enjoy your business. Enjoy not procrastinating. And you know what? Your friends will say, oh, you be taking care of business.
That's the opposite.
Yeah, but they gonna say that once they see that you don't procrastinate. It's
Yeah.
called practice.
Yeah, we just encourage you, Samantha, to be the best you could be,
Absolutely.
because we see a great future for you. And if your future is great, that means that we did the job we were supposed to do.
Absolutely, yes.
So yeah.
And please, and we're gonna see, I'm gonna definitely see you on the Zoom. I have to go check Zari's paper right now so she can go to
Okay.
bed. All right.
Okay.
Good
Okay,
night.
so
Hold
thanks,
on, hold
Miss
on.
Linda, for coming.
And okay, and thank you all. Have a good night. And Samantha, I'm
Okay.
gonna see you on Zoom this weekend.
Well,
Okay.
hopefully, yeah, we're gonna see if
Oh,
everybody's
yeah, we
schedule
know I'm
is
gonna,
gonna
yes, we'll try.
mess. Yeah, see if we're gonna have the time. But we're gonna definitely do it, Miss Linda.
Okay,
I
thank you.
appreciate you doing this.
No, we want to. I want to do it, and I want her to meet Zari and Zari to meet her. Let
Good,
me get in here
good.
because I got to check this paper so she can go to bed.
All right.
All righty.
So good night, Miss Linda.
Good night.
So Samantha, keep up the good work, and you know that you have support in the Community Education Network, is which you should inherit one day, and you are a part of it. So yeah,
And
so
you'll be promoted. You'll be promoted pretty soon. And when you go from fifth grade, sixth grade, I think sixth grade, you go to junior high now, right?
it's in middle school, six, seven, and eight.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because when we was going, it was 7, 8, 9.
Yes.
But at the same time, you're in middle school. That's the hardest area. That's why they started middle schools, because so many people were flunking out of high school. They come out of elementary school, they sharp. Then when they get in middle school, kids just running. That's when you get your freedom, when you have to go to class by yourself. You ain't in line. You have to go to the cafeteria. You have to respond to bells. Ain't no teacher telling you line up. It's you gotta bing and you gotta start running so you don't be tardy. All of that is crazy. You know, that's the hardest area of the middle school. You get through middle school with straight A's, you're gonna float through high school. Float.
Very
I mean,
important, Samantha.
easy.
Very important.
That's where all the distraction is.
So look, we gonna take a pause for the cause. And Samantha, keep up the good work. And then next week we have look like we're gonna do a I had a guest for next week, but we didn't the contact we needed to make this today, we didn't make it. So if that person is still gonna come on, we'll have them. But if not, we'll do a Black Community News Forum on Wednesday. Professor Ra, anybody for Monday?
Well, I'm Carl Douglas' office supposed to call me. They ain't called back
Ain't
yet.
called.
But
Yeah, well.
I got a couple other people. I'll let you know. Jackie
Okay.
Ryan from Leimert Park or Damian Goodman from Leimert Park. If I'm get try to get a couple of them. But I'm still trying to get Dr. Malina Abdullah from Black Lives Matter. She's the president of the California part. All right. I'm
Okay.
trying to get it. All right then.
All right. Thanks
I'll
a lot,
call you
Professor
tomorrow.
Ra.
I gotta go
Okay.
in early. I got a funeral tomorrow, so I'm going in. I gotta get up at the 1:30
Okay.
to go to dialysis so that I can get to this funeral tomorrow. One of my friends' wife died, and I gotta go to it. So I'll
Okay.
give you a call.
All right.
Okay. Later,
So
brother.
each one teach one in Conscious Corner.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Yeah.
Samantha, I'll see you. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Samantha. Ooh, I mean